Grüezi and welcome to the Learn About Switzerland podcast, a podcast to learn all about Switzerland. My name is Sandra, I'm 100% Swiss cheese, living in Switzerland. Hey, thank you for listening right now to this podcast episode. I know it's been a while and but I'm back. I hope to be back, so thank you for listening to this podcast episode, because I needed some break, mental break, and it was actually not expected, but you have to take it, otherwise you cannot go through it. Thank you for listening right now to this podcast episode, because now it means a lot to me, really, really. And today we speak about the day trip to Ticino. Hey, yeah, so nice, I have to tell you. Ticino is actually the canton in the south of Switzerland, and it's the Italian part, so they speak Italian. It still belongs to Switzerland, but it has a Mediterranean side, and it's so nice. So going through the Gotthard, or over the Gotthard, the mountain, and then you're in the other world. You think like vacation, Italian vibes, but you're in Switzerland. That is what I love. And it was so nice. It was beginning of April, and I took my mom, and it was, I have to share this story a little bit, because I learned so much from my mom about it, because of course she grew up here in Switzerland, and she loved Ticino, and yeah, so she went already a few times, but so what is really, really nice, taking the train from Zurich or Zug or somewhere, and then go to Bellinzona. Bellinzona is actually the capital city, and it's beautiful. They have three castles, and the old town is really, really beautiful. Really beautiful. They have a nice piazza, and it's really nice. And then you take the auto, Postauto. The Postauto is like the bus. The buses in Switzerland belong to the post. And then you take the bus from Bellinzona to Tenero. For all the Swiss people, the young Swiss people, you know the Tenero Lager, the Swiss sport, gymnastic, or all the things, holiday camp. And Tenero is actually on the Lago di Maggiore. The Lago Maggiore is actually the deepest point in Switzerland, and we have to share it actually with Italy. But in this bus way, it's so beautiful, because you get not on the highway, you're actually with the bus, and you sit in the bus and you see all the villages, the really nice villages, and it's really, really nice. And then if you're in Tenero, then you have to walk from Tenero to Locarno. And it is beautiful. It's really on the lakeside. You walk, but watch out for bicycles, because they are fast. But it's a really, really nice walk. It's really, really nice. And Locarno, maybe it's well known because of the film festival. Locarno, and of course the events, and Locarno is really nice as well. Really, really nice. It's a nice city with the Piazza Grande, and really, really, really nice. So if you're there, walk around a little bit and enjoy. It is really, really cool. And then you can take the ship, the boat, the public actually, from Locarno to Ascona. And now is where the Swiss people go. Ascona is a really nice town, and if you go there with the bus, with the ship, you directly are on the promenade, and it is so nice. The beautiful the beautiful houses with different colors, and you see people sitting around, and yeah, many people, and it's really, really nice. So Locarno and then Ascona. Ascona is really, really nice. I really can recommend it. To have a nice dinner, nice food, nice lunch, something there, and it's really, really cool. I really can recommend it. So, and then you can take the bus back to Locarno and then enjoy Locarno again, and then go with the train to Bellinzona and then up to the Zoom. So it's really a nice day trip. Of course, get up there maybe with the at 8, we took the 8 in the morning train from Zug, and then we were back at 10, almost 10 in the evening. So of course it takes long, but it's so beautiful, because I think in the North Switzerland, Switzerland was not really beautiful, so nice weather, but in Ticino there is much more better weather, and it's so, so beautiful. Really, really beautiful. This is really a nice trip. I really can recommend, even for a day. And you're like dolce vita for a day and good food. And it's even in spring, because then the flowers are coming and everything is getting awake. And yeah. Yes, send me some message if you have been to Ticino. Go on Facebook or at Instagram, and yeah, share us a story about the Ticino, because Ticino is so nice. See you soon. Tschüss.